tired of the same old bathroom plunger? Why not have fun while you plunge with the Yasser Arafat Plunger, new from Arafat Products? It's a real beauty. It's got a wooden handle on one end and a rubber Yasser Arafat head on the other with those big, disgusting lips that really work. Can't you see yourself shoving Yasser's head down your, well, you know, really? And if you order now, you receive a free Ayatollah Khomeini toilet brush. Still mad about the hostages? Now use his beard to clean your bathroom, complete with fake little crawly creatures. Place your order now by calling 800-ARAFAT. Visa, MasterCharge, and petrodollars accepted. Void where prohibited. Your mileage may vary.
W-H-Y-T.
WHYT, we're playing the hits, and this morning on our program, exclusively, of course, we are going to call the mayor and wake him up, which we do every morning.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, well, we got to wake him up. Mayor Gary Coleman. we're also going to talk a little later on to Dick Clark, who is our special guest this morning in the last hour of the show. So if you're going to work or school, you'll not get a chance to hear him between 9 and 10. Dick is our special guest tomorrow.
The Dick Clark, plastic-haired Clark.
He will be here, live and in poison, as the mayor says. Not to mention tomorrow, we have Wolfman Jack as our guest. So from now on, we will have a celebrity every day on this station, on this show. Just to beef it up a little bit. Where's the beef? Right here,
oh,
on this
please.
Station, 96 WHYT. Well, I wanted to throw in a little cliche there. For some of these names that are coming up, I thought I was pretty original and clever.
The are we crazy wrap this up today?
The crazy wrap up what? Reynolds wrap.
This.
Somebody wanted to call the show.
No.
A wrap up naming the show?
Yeah.
The crazy kamikazes.
We want a name.
Fisher's Funky Four. The Reynolds
Fisher's
in the Morning Rollers. Dippity Doo in the Morning Crew. With names like this, where are you going? You wouldn't be able to last a week over at the burlesque house.
On the Flusher, I think, is where we're going.
Got that right. All right, what's Ari? Explain what Ari is before we get into it, because every once in a while we should tell people what ARI means. ARI traffic means what?
What does it mean? Automatic. Remote instrument.
What happens is you are reading the you read the traffic information,
right,
and we flip this special ARI switch.
Right, and anybody who has an ARI Blaupunkt system.
All 10 people in the
all
city.
All 10 people in the city.
Right, well, it's new.
When they press
new.
Their button, my voice comes booming over the air to give them the traffic.
Oh, I see. So in other words, it interrupts all of the other programming and
no,
the traffic.
No.
Oh.
It only makes, if they have a cassette deck,
they
have the little ARI button pushed in, if they're listening to, say, like, Tchaikovsky. See, I am cultured. Tchaikovsky. They're listening to Tchaikovsky, and then the traffic comes on, really, then my voice comes booming over Tchaikovsky, and if they're listening to us, then it just gets a little bit louder.
Does it work over Cyndi Lauper?
Oh, I don't know. That's a hard one. Traffic on the Lodge now slowing down to around 45 miles per hour, particularly through the Davison-Wyoming curve. Looking at the Southfield Freeway right now, we have one slowdown. That's in the right lane, southbound Southfield, right lane between Grand River and Schoolcraft. And then southbound I-75, traffic is getting pretty heavy right now. Between Woodward Heights and 9 miles, speeds are down to around 40 miles per hour. And that's the way the roads look at 740. Be back in about 15 minutes with an update. I'm Mary Lee Bartolo. Colucci, WHYT-RE Traffic.
Tchaikovsky. All she knows is Bach, and she knows that's the beer that comes out every spring.
I compared.
Mission accomplished.
I compared.
Mission accomplished.
Michigan shoppers compared Kroger's prices to the competition. The result? Thousands and thousands more shoppers now go Krogering for prices like these.
Go Krogering this week for government-graded choice boneless beef chuck roast, $1.38 a pound, sold as roast only. And serve it with fresh, tender California asparagus. Only 87 cents a pound at Kroger.
The Kroger K-Team is hard at work keeping prices low.
Compare anywhere.
Your mission? Go Kroger-ing.
From the show that gave you the blow-up yesterday of Jose, this morning we're going to blow up a new Japanese restaurant in downtown Detroit called Yo Mama. Oh.
This is Richard Simmons, and guess what? Right now you can listen to Joey Reynolds. And so stay tuned and put down that Twinkie.
On the basketball court, there was nothing Freddie Ellis couldn't do. But in the classroom, he was the hero who couldn't read. This week, the ABC After School Specials presents The Hero Who Couldn't Read. Freddie Ellis is the school basketball star. On the court, he's a champ. But in the classroom, he's a chump. He can't read, and he doesn't care, because everybody makes it easy for him, until it leads to tragedy.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar makes a special appearance in The Hero Who Couldn't Read on the ABC After School Specials tomorrow at 4 p.m. on Channel 7. Brought to you by Kellogg's and McDonald's in the world.
Hey, Diana, want a Butter-Rum Lifesavers? Each piece has less than 10 calories.
You're talking my language.
What language is that?
Body language.
You bet your Lifesavers.
George Washington?
Yes, Martha?
Did you take the Cherry Lifesavers, you know, with less than 10 calories each?
The Cherry Lifesavers?
Right.
I cannot tell a lie. I did. You see, ever since I was a little boy, I've had this thing about cherries.
Please,
cherry.
George, not that story again.
Drive Jeopardy.
You bet your Lifesavers.
Lifesavers Roll Candy. Great taste for less than 10 calories each.
You bet your Lifesavers.
Played this early because we never got on.
Hello?
We waking you up, Your Honor?
How the man ever supposed to get healthy? I'm inside the toilet aisle. The damn phone rings.
Are you coming into work, Your Honor?
The hell are you riding a gossip column?
Well, we're trying to get you to come to work. I have personal reasons for wanting you to come to work this morning.
Say what?
I want to get the key to the city before I get the boot.
Damn key to the city thing is making me crazy.
Well, I have never gotten the key. I was supposed to get it a week ago. Now it's a week and 2 days, and I don't ever have it at this rate.
Let me ask you a question. You got the keys to your car?
Yes.
You got the keys to the executive job?
Yeah.
You got the keys to your hotel room?
Yeah.
You got the keys to the house?
Yeah.
What the hell? You got room for the key to the city?
Well, Your Honor.
That's me.
There is something important. I know that you don't like to have the news read to you, or maybe you are such an exclusive mayor that someone comes over to read in your ear.
Absolutely. And not only do I have a news reader, but I have a court jester, too, to entertain me. And I was hoping you'd be him.
Thank you. You probably want my head on a stick with some jingle bells.
It already is on a stick. I bet you were.
Now, the federal government wants to know if some of that spoiled food in the Detroit warehouses was stolen while it was stored there.
Uh-oh.
Let's figure it out for yourself. Were there any new fast food restaurants open during that week?
Well, there are 79 tons of food donated to Detroit's anti-hunger program. Now, if any of that food was stolen before it was spoiled, then someone got
the... I have my personal auditor is working on this very project right now.
Yeah.
And one of the news leaks that's going to come out is things wasn't going so good at the zoo. So the ostriches will eat any damn thing.
Not to mention that rhino you have in your house.
I beg your pardon?
The rhino, the adopt-a-pet program, the rhino you have in your house?
Yeah, he's out in the backyard. He's working on the lawn.
Well,
the ostrich will eat any damn thing. Now, ostriches are, I got a lot of ostriches. They have reproduced themselves to such a degree out there that we were going to have starving ostriches. That some of that food spoiled, and that was going to be fine for the ostriches.
Are you going to the opening game today for the Tigers?
Absolutely. It's between me and Selleck to see who's going to throw out the fourth pitch.
Well, I'm sorry to have waken you up because I know that you are going to be late for work.
I'm not waking.
You're not going into work?
I'm sick of it, dog.
Oh, Your Honor, you have to go to work. Today's the opening day of the game.
Joey, take some of that food out of that damn warehouse, you'd have been sick too.
Flame throwing hot hits, WHYT.
On the 96 WHYT, never has there been such a flurry of dresses as there is with Culture Club. And boy, George, having such a sweet-sounding voice and such melodious tones and such a nice... There's a melody is king with him. The melody is king with him. The melody is actually the queen with him is what it is. There's a very good, very nice sound to Boy George, and it's a suspicious sound. It's like Mick Jagger. You would never expect that a 40-year-old man running around in pajamas would have that kind of sweetness to him. And that's the way it is with Boy George. He just throws you off until you see him. Am I scoring a home run yet?
He throws me off after I see him.
The term of endearment is what it is.
Throw him out is more like...
How did you feel about the Oscars last night?
How'd I feel about him?
Yes.
Oh, I just felt tremendous. I mean, I could hardly get to sleep. I was excited. I was overjoyed.
Did you get everything you wished for?
No, I wanted a G.I. Joe with a fuzzy beard and some Play-Doh. And
were you surprised by Jack Nicholson winning the supporting acting role?
No, I like Jack Nicholson. He's probably my favorite actor of all time.
How about you, Marilee? Were you surprised?
Nah. I wasn't surprised.
This is a satellite broadcast, incidentally, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
live
right.
From Tiger Stadium. Yes, come on, us.
We are sitting in the bleachers.
Speaking
right
of
now.
Which, you know, the weather's going to be real nice, so I think the three of you should break into your own rendition of Oh, What a Beautiful Morning.
While you do the news?
Mm-hmm. I'll hum.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay. One and the two and.
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Okay, forget it. Sheesh. Oh, what a beautiful morning. This is what barbecues are made of. Sunshine, bit breezy, high near 60. Good morning. It's 7:57. I'm Jim Shenavy, WHYT News and Information. City temperature 36. Terms of Endearment, the big winner in the Academy Awards this year. The movie took 5 Oscars home last night, including Best Picture and Best Actress for Shirley MacLaine.
I'm going to cry because this show has been as long as my career.
It was a long show, lots of awards to give out. Best Actor went to Robert Duvall for his portrayal of an out-of-work country and Western star in Tender Mercies. Best Supporting Actor went to Terms of Endearment and Jack Nicholson, who's going to celebrate.
I'm going to go down and see my friends down at the Rocks and get loaded and everything and get wild, relax. Tell a lot of fake jokes.
Best Supporting Actress went to Linda Hunt, who played a news photographer in the film The Year of Living Dangerously. And now WHYT RE traffic with Marilee Bartolucci.
Bright sun, heavy volume traffic is slowing down speeds, especially on the southbound Lodge and I-96 this morning. Speeds on the southbound Lodge between Greenlawn and Webb are down to around 30 miles per hour right now. Eastbound I-96 speeds getting down to around 25 miles per hour. That's between Middlebelt and Outer Drive. Some mufflers making traffic a bit difficult on the Davison right now. Both are in the right-hand lane. On the eastbound Davison, one at the Lodge. The other is east of 3rd Avenue. Southbound Chrysler Service Drive, right lane near 7 Mile, we have a stalled out 18-wheeler. And that's the way the roads look at 7:59. Be back in about 15 minutes with an update. I'm Marilee Bartolucci, WHYT, RE Traffic.
4 Michigan residents were among 31 hauled away in what Attorney General William French Smith calls one of the biggest drug busts in history. A $1.65 billion heroin ring was broken up, according to the FBI in New York City. Of the 4 Michiganers arrested, the feds say Sam Evola of Temperance is a big roller in the mob ring, and he's being held on $1 million bond. Michigan Senate members will have a good look at a bill today that would regulate weight loss clinics in the state. Been a lot of concern that some of the diets these clinics are using are dangerous to the health of patients. In about a half hour from now, the Space Shuttle Challenger should be close enough to that ailing Solar Max satellite to reach out and touch it. And that's the idea. They plan to use that robot arm in the shuttle's payload bay to grab the satellite and hold hold it while the astronauts fix it. Yesterday, they tried that and failed. NASA's hoping for better things today. Scientists at Michigan State University plan a test of a new cyclotron later on this month. This is a big super magnet, might even be the most powerful in the world. It's used to test atomic particles to find out what holds them together. Consumers Power holds its annual shareholders meeting today, and you can bet there'll be some dust kicked up. The Detroit Free Press says this morning that consumers will reveal that they have had a lot more cost overruns in the Midland Nuclear Power Plant project. Lots of overruns. It could amount to another $1.5 billion, in fact, that could be tacked onto the bill. And this is just for Unit 2 of that twin reactor complex. All this week, we are taking a special in-depth look at cable television's phenomenon, MTV. In part four this morning, John Butler takes a look at the VJs and why they always seem to say the right things.
Video production comes to a screeching halt.
A funny thing happened at the MTV studio the other day. VJ Alan Hunter played a little sound effects game on camera. And what happened to this rare bit of MTV humor? The director killed it.
Take them back to the stairs and we'll do it straight.
Yes, the best parts of MTV often end up on the cutting room floor.
Okay, whatever you say, you beast.
MTV is pre-recorded, pre-packaged. Video jocks read scripted raps off teleprompters.
Five, four, three, two.
Spontaneous? Hardly. Yes, video jocks can be witty and wonderful and do brilliant ad-libs. But if they don't, they can always edit it out.
And here in radio, it's all live. Coming up next, the Tigers open up the home season, and that complete WHYT Detroit weather forecast, which is perfect for the baseball weather. And it is 8:01.
You're the kind of people who stay up late at night. You're the kind of people with a late night appetite. And so we're staying up much later to serve you right. Our pickup windows open till late into the night.
Hey, night owls, late night hours at participating Wendy's. Hours may vary.
We're staying up later for Wendy's late night people.
WHYT Sports, Tigers opening day down at the stadium, taking on the Texas Rangers. Dave Petrie on the mound for the Tigers. The game time, 1:30 this afternoon. It should be televised on Channel 4. The Tigers' record right now is standing at 5-0. They're undefeated. The Panthers are going to lose fullback Ken Lacy. Now, he's the third leading rusher in the USFL. He has apparently signed up with the Kansas City Chiefs of the NFL. He'll join them later on this summer as soon as he finishes up his current contract with the Panthers. The Pistons taking on the Indiana Pacers later on tonight at the Silverdome. WHYT Detroit weather forecast, sunny all day today for us. A bit breezy. We'll have highs close to 60. Fair skies tonight, the low in the mid-30s. Sunshine all day Wednesday, the high near 60. Currently 8:02, and we have 37 degrees downtown. I'm Jim Chenevy, WHYT News and Information. And now, Joey Reynolds, Betty Lou Barfalafaga, and Jerry Mathers as the Harv.
Yeah, well, leave it to your beaver. We are here broadcasting live from the Tiger Stadium. And we do not have a remote facility. We can't fool you. Like the big time stations, like WJR, where they
Now, wait a second here.
We do not. We have a satellite facility. Mm-hmm. We have. I actually, to tell the truth, we do not even have a satellite facility.
That's
we
right.
We just have a fat lady with an aluminum bra that we're bouncing the signal off of.
Jeez.
Hello.
When do elephants charge?
When they're short of cash.
That is the number one requested record in town right now, and that's going to be next year's Academy Awards song. Perhaps a contender, at least it's put loose on WHYT 96 Radio. It's 8 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Boy!
I'm going to get funky. Get those Q-tips out of your ears and pay attention to what we're doing.
In the street there is violence, and
Avenue.
Electric Avenue.
Rock it in the daytime.
Electric Avenue.
Rock it in the night.
Take it higher. Electric Avenue.
Better get down there, get the phone. 96 WHYT, shades of the reggae music in the Bob Marley era. It's the ska music, actually, is what it is from the Jamaican Islands. Ganja.
Dread.
That's that kind of music. What is this fellow's name? Bob Grant?
Eddie Grant.
Okay.
That's right.
This is one of the ones that I don't know.
Eddie Marley, yeah.
Yeah, I like this, though. I like that kind of music. I go under a pole. I'm very low.
You're a Peter Tosh fan. I can tell by your hairdo.
In this town, it's very easy to go under a pole. It's 12 minutes after
in
8.
Tronic.
96 WHYT, and we're letting all these things go by, folks. You got to really pay attention. This show's brought to you on several levels, right? 37 is our temperature.
A joke.
Pull that lever. We have some local talent that we're going to...
Where?
In just a minute. They're going to be here on this station. We're going to take some phone calls from you folks who want something to blow up. One of your big gripes, and you can start calling now, 268, or rather, 298. Well, let me give you the wrong number. 298-6600. And maybe you don't like something like your boss.
Yeah,
right?
Blow up your boss.
Blow up whatever you don't want.
That'd be a good idea.
You call us this morning, you give us an idea, and we'll just be positively negative for just a couple of minutes. Now let's move along to Christy Brinkley with the weather.
Oh, what a sweetheart. Southbound Lodge between Greenlawn and Webb down to around 30 miles per hour. Eastbound I-96 speeds are getting down to around 25 miles per hour. That's between Middle Belt and Outer Drive. Some muffler is making traffic a little bit difficult on the Davison right now. Both are in the right-hand lane of the eastbound Davison, one at the Lodge, the other is east of 3rd Avenue. And then southbound Chrysler Service Drive, the right lane near 7 Mile, we have a stalled out 18-wheeler. And that's the way the roads look at 812. I'm Mary Lee Bartolucci, WHYT RE Traffic.
Specs Howard is the only school of its kind in Michigan and one of the most successful and respected media instruction centers in the country.
That's what Jim McFarlane of the Detroit News says about the Specs Howard School. Did you know that nearly 88% of the 1983 Specs Howard graduates are working in radio, television, or electronics, and that area colleges and community colleges grant credit for Specs Howard programs? The Detroit News called the Specs Howard School the Harvard of DJ schools. Call 569-0101, 569-0101.
All right, it's Talent Day. It's Tuesday, and yeah. We got our first amateur on the phone. This is Detroit Larry, and he's our first contestant.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Detroit Larry.
Good morning,
coming
Larry.
Coming to you live from the Michigan.
The Michigan Bar.
With wonderful music for you the first time.
Fun booth.
Yes. We're going to have a lot of fun with me.
I'll bet.
And you. Early in the morning, we'll be jamming, doing wonderful tunes by Frank Sinatra.
This guy plays
Jose Feliciano. Boy
he took
George.
For 11
James
years.
Brown. Elvis Presley, Kiss, and etc. But nevertheless, I had to lay a taste of this on you, so you say that I caught and didn't miss. Gonna have a funky good time. Are you ready?
Well, we've been waiting. When do you start singing?
Here I am, right here. Gonna have a funky good time, baby.
Let's blow him up.
Gonna have a funky good time.
Let's blow him up.
Pick him up.
Oh,
two.
Please, blow him up.
Good time. Loop.
This is a bad time.
Where's
Larry?
The gong?
Give him the bridge.
Oh no.
Hey, Larry. Do you write this stuff?
Jam it, baby.
You must roll
walls.
It up and smoke it at us if you're writing.
Oh.
Right, we gotta go. Thanks for the call. Phil Spector lives.
If you believe in the power of magic, I can change your mind.
That's beautiful. 96 WHYT Lionel this morning. It's 8:22, and it's up and at 'em. Get out of bed. Get to work. Get to school. Do whatever you got to do. Well, you're in school already, I hope. My God, you must have good hours if you're not in school yet. But this is the time when we're going to take on our program to tell you about something that we're doing every day. We're going to blow up something that's an unfavorite of yours. All you do is call us at 298-6600 for something you don't like in life.
We won't blow up the show, though.
No. Well, we can't do that. We can self-destruct the show, but we won't blow it up. We want you to call us and recommend something something that's in your way. A real butt pain is what it is.
A butt pain?
Yes. Whatever bugs you, and we will get rid of it for you.
We can blow up your hemorrhoids.
No, this is a public service.
We'll blow up your car if you don't like it. Blow up your job. Blow up your boss. Blow up heart.
We can even blow up this bit is what we can do right now.
Hey, not in a million years.
Tell you right out, there's no chance.
Eat just one, now tell me another joke.
Lay's brand potato chips, so thin, so light, so crisp. So is it any wonder?
No one can eat just one. Sing it, boys!
No one can.
You call that
singing? No one can eat just one Lay's brand potato chips.
Ready for the
jacket? No one can eat just one.
So thin, so light,
so crisp. Lay's, no one can eat just one.
Rick James used to be in a band with Neil Young. What was the name of that band?
Oh, we're supposed to answer
Crosby,
that?
Stills, and Hash.
Come on. 2 o'clock this morning.
It's 827 on 96 WHYT and the morning snooze crew, the snooze crew. Sandy Sterling Heights, Sandy from Sterling Heights, if that should be a name that we call our morning show. We're waiting to blow up. Anything you want us to blow up, you call us at 298-6600. Get rid of that aggravation in your life. You hold the thing up to the radio and the phone simultaneously, and you push the plunger, and we get rid of that item for you. It's gone, out of your life entirely. We don't pay the bills that you want to blow up. But we do blow them up for you.
Well, not be responsible if you get repossessed.
Anything that's aggravating, you get on the horn with us this morning at 298-6600 at HYT. That's us. We're at 96 on the dial. Now, what are we going to do here this morning? We're going to talk to Jim about the news?
Yeah, well, why not?
You never know what's going on.
I got my grill in here. The charcoal's almost ready. You guys got any hot dogs?
Any weenies?
Yeah, I got some marshmallows, but they get all gooey on the coals.
They drip.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to roast weenies without a permit in the city of Detroit.
Is that it?
That's right.
Well, who's the weenie director for the city of Detroit?
Anyway. We talked to him earlier this morning. He's on his way in.
Clear skies, lots of sunshine for us today. Breezy, the high near 60. Get out that Frisbee. Good morning. At 8:28, I'm Jim Chenevy, WHYT News and Information. City temperature 37. Consumers Power has more troubles with that Midland Nuclear Power Plant project. Another hike in the cost of the plant, according to the Detroit Free Press this morning. The expected cost increases amount to about $1 to $1.5 billion. That means the total price tag will skyrocket once again, this time to about $4 billion, and that's just for the Unit 2 reactor of the plant. The report is expected to be released at today's stockholders meeting in Jackson. A lot of excitement in Los Angeles last night as Hollywood played host to the 56th Annual Academy Awards. The big Oscar winners were Terms of Endearment, which won Best Picture. Robert Duvall won Best Actor for his role in Tender Mercies. Shirley MacLaine, Best Actress for Terms of Endearment. It was Chariots of Fire in Space this morning. That theme song awakened our shuttle astronauts to another day of work. The astronauts again trying to this morning to use that robot arm in the shuttle's payload bay to snag a satellite from its orbit. The astronauts are going to try to fix it. Right now they are nearing very close to that satellite. An attempt will be made in just a few minutes, we expect. Today they're getting off on the wrong foot. They have a very low supply of fuel. The Michigan Senate today considering a new law that would regulate all commercial weight loss clinics in the state. They want to make sure that they're not urging people on dangerous diets. That bill made it through the House last night. Today, of course, the Pennsylvania primary. Jesse Jackson hoping for a miracle win. Fritz Mondale and Gary Hart each hope that they'll end up on top. Right now, between the two of them, it's almost too close to call. Tigers opening day today. They take on the Texas Rangers. Dan Petrie on the mound for Detroit. Game time 1:30. It's on Channel 4 television. The Tigers record right now 5-0. Let's hope they stay undefeated. The Panthers are going to lose Ken Lacy to the Kansas City Chiefs. The fullback is the third leading rusher in the USFL right now. And he should tack on with Kansas City this summer as soon as he finishes up his contract with the Panthers. The Pistons taking on the Indiana Pacers later on tonight at the Silverdome. WHYT Detroit weather forecast, good day for a ball game. Sunshine all day, bit breezy, the highs close to 60. It'll be fair skies tonight, low in the mid-30s, sunshine all day Wednesday with a high near 60. Currently, 8:31, we have 38 degrees downtown. I'm Jim Chenevy, WHYT News and Information. And now more nonsense with Joey Reynolds.
Hello.
Say, could you spare 50 cents for a sandwich?
I don't know. I'd have to see the sandwich.
HYT.
Hi. You know, I have real butt pain that I'd like to get rid of. Uh-oh.
What would you like to blow up?
My ex-husband. Oh. He really gets me bad.
Why?
Well, because we've been divorced for about 5 years, and he just keeps getting into my business. It's none of his business anymore.
Well, after 5 years of divorce, he shouldn't be getting into your business.
Right. That's why he's a butt pain. That's why I'd like to blow him up.
What's his first name?
Dennis.
Would he be listening?
Oh, I'm sure of it.
Well, call him up.
This is going to be a big blow-up for him, isn't it?
Oh, hey, listen, I don't care.
All right, well...
he deserves it.
Where do you live?
I live in Sterling Heights.
All right, do you want to get rid of Dennis right now?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to come over here to the radio? Move a little closer, please.
Okay.
I will give you the butt plunger.
Okay.
There it is now. You get ready to blow up Dennis. You will not have Dennis in your life anymore.
Promises.
Relief is in sight.
Oh, great.
Push this button.
Okay, got it.
The big blow up that caused the big blow up was when he found out what the alimony payments were. WHYT with the morning.
The morning Pistons. The morning something.
Dippity Doo and the morning crew. I like that the best so far.
It's
the dumbest one. Dippity Doo and the morning crew. All right, we're still taking suggestions for what we should call our show at 298-6600.
I just want to know who the Dippity Doo is.
Johnny Carson, according to Harv last night. He watched him.
God.
Didn't think he was funny last night. Says he's not funny. Doesn't make you laugh anymore, huh?
No.
Monologues don't do it for you.
Some of them do, but he wasn't very funny at all last night.
I asked Harv if he thinks I'm funny. Do you want to hear that comment? We should put this on the news. Harvey said, you don't have a desk. So it's all right. I'm absolved. But it's right. It's true. It's true that this is RE traffic. It is true.
Westbound Ford, I-94 freeway at Scotton. The left lane is blocked by a disabled garbage truck. Otherwise, traffic is just a little bit slow now that the rush hour is almost over. And that's the way the roads end up looking this morning at 8:40. I'm Mary Lee Bartolucci, WHYT, RE traffic.
Hey, Diana, want a Butter-Rum Lifesavers? Each piece has less than 10 calories.
You're talking my language.
What language is that?
Body language.
You bet your Lifesavers.
George Washington?
Yes, Martha?
Did you take the cherry Lifesavers, you know, with less than 10 calories each?
The cherry Lifesavers?
Right.
I cannot tell a lie. I did. You see, ever since I was a little boy, I've had this thing about cherries.
Please, cherry. George, not that story again.
Drive Jeopardy.
You bet your Lifesavers.
Lifesavers roll candy. Great taste for less than 10 calories each.
You bet your Lifesavers.
All right, while you're cooling down, let's talk to Chuck the Wonder Dog about Orion Pictures' hot new flick, Up the Creek. Chuck, baby, I gotta tell you, I've never seen anything as awesome as the intercollegiate race. Boy, those whitewater rafting scenes were a blast. All that heavy-duty action really put me away. How about you? But what really got me is how you could stand toe-to-paw with all those out-of-sight hot chicks. Don't you be left out. Join Chuck and all the other party animals in Up the Creek, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parents, and get set to get one!
Up the Creek is now showing at theaters and drive-ins all over town. Check newspapers for showtimes. The guy who is the entertainment director for the Free Press called us this morning, John Simancic. Is that his name? John Simancic? Simic? All right, anyway, he said he didn't like us.
How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave without a trace?
Break out.
You're going to find me on Woodward doing some breakdancing just after the game this afternoon when the Tigers win. It's 11 till 9 o'clock at 96 WHYT. Joey and company. That's what someone wanted to call it. A couple more pledges coming in.
Pledges.
Doesn't that sound like the telethon you were doing, Marv? Harvey, you were on the telethon last night, right?
The auction.
The auction.
TV auction, yeah.
Yeah, will they raise money to keep the television station on the air?
Yeah.
Are you on again tonight?
No. My big shot was last night.
Just once? Yeah. Once a year you're on?
Watch when you're pointing that finger, guy.
That's it, huh?
Wrong finger to point, yeah.
How much money did you raise last night?
I don't know. Well, all I know is we auctioned off a Cabbage Patch doll, which was worth about $50 for $155, which is real good.
Yeah, I got two of that if you want them. I got them in the trunk of the car now.
Coleslaw dolls now.
That's right. Welcome back for the man along at TJ Maxx. Want sex for the man along at TJ Maxx. Welcome back for the man
along. Like to wear those famous names, but you don't want their famous prices. Famous names, designer fashions, nothing looks so good or nice as.
Get the Max for the minimum at TJ Maxx.
Don't miss the spectacular savings in our junior and Mrs. dress department, including fashionable junior and Mrs. spring dresses for only $19.99. That's $19.99 for first quality brand name dresses in tunic and v-neck, one and two-piece styles. Sundresses, too, sizes 3 to 13 and 4 to 18. Selling elsewhere with $36 and up. Now at TJ Maxx for only $19.99. Better hurry for the best selection.
Get the Max for the minimum at TJ Maxx.
Visit the TJ Maxx nearest you for name, brand name savings every day.
The following items will not be found in a Hershey bar.
Bananas, coconut, caramel, gooey glap, raisins, nectarines, maple syrup, onions, Cadillacs, buildings, giraffes, bowling balls, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Brooklyn Bridge, women's clothing, the Great She Elephant of Swaziland, Pate de Foie Gras, Byzantine architecture, marching bands, relief maps of the state of Nebraska, auto parts, kielbasa.
What you will find in a Hershey bar is chocolate. Nothing but pure, delicious Hershey milk chocolate. And if you like, almonds. Isn't that what you really want in a chocolate bar? Hershey's, the great American chocolate bar. No salesman will come to your door.
Well, Vista got the Trans-Siberian Railroad, the Tigers.
Hi, this is Ernie Anderson. For the first time in your community, you can enroll in the Ernie Anderson School of Broadcast Technique. Students from all over the country will learn how to talk like a professional announcer. All right, everybody, let's try exercise number one, the love boat. Ready?
The love boat.
All right, and tomorrow night at 7, the fall guy.
The fall guy.
Now, breakfast at Sambo's. Two eggs, hash browns, toast.
Two eggs, hash browns, toast.
That's the Ernie Anderson School of Broadcast Technique. Call today.
96 WHYT.
Listening Monday for 10 in a row and a chance at your share of $93,000 in Knapp record recall from the Indianapolis Money Music Station, 93 NAP. 93 NAP. Keep listening to win your share.